former athletes get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports, my kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Willard High School, Class 5, District 6, quarterfinal action. Lady Scissors getting ready to take on McDonald County Mustangs. And I'll tell you right now, folks, Rosalind Houston from McDonald County, she's not only 5'11", but she's a big girl as well. So, like we said, McDonald County starting 2 5'11s, 2 5'10s, and a 5'5 point guard. Lady Scissors, they are starting Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst, also Angela McWilliam, Shaylee Peterson, and Jillian Green. That's the five starters for Coach Chris Theodore. She's assisted by Coach Eli Ernst and Madison Batag. McDonald County Mustangs coached by Coach Sean Crane. McDonald County 13-13. Lady Scissors 17-8 on the season. And hope you enjoyed the Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And once again, winner of this game will move on to play 2:30 Saturday afternoon against the Hillcrest Lady Hornets right here at Willard High School. Jillian Green will jump center for the Lady Scissors. And it'll be Jamie Washam for McDonald County. And we're ready to get this thing underway. Here we go. And Lady Scissors control the tip. Scharnhorst on the left wing. Gets it inside to Peterson. They'll kick it out. Hafer's going to fire the three on the baseline corner. It's no good. Rebound comes down. Martin will bring it up the floor for McDonald County and the Mustangs. Washam with the basketball. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be Mustang basketball. Martin will throw it in on the side. And finally she'll get it in. And shot is missed. Lady Scissors come away with the rebound. Jillian Green gives it to McWilliams. Up to Scharnhorst on the left side. Back to McWilliams up top. Now Scharnhorst on the left side on the wing. They'll go underneath. Lucy Hafer all alone and scores, and Lady Scissors jump out to a 2-0 lead. Lady Scissors open up some full court pressure trying to trap the ball, and Lucy Hafer steals it, but then Mustangs steal it back up the floor. And with the basketball, that would be O'Brien. Washam on the right side. They go inside. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Mustang ball on the baseline. Trying to get it in to the big girl, Houston. So now it'll be Martin to throw it in on the baseline. Martin gets it back on that right side. Martin cross court over to Ramirez. Ramirez at the free throw line, almost stolen by Green and stolen by Lucy Hafer. Hafer picks it up. She'll put the shot up, and it's good. Lucy Hafer has all 4 points for the Lady Scissors here as they open up a 4-0 lead. 6.5 to go first quarter. Ramirez gets it to Washam. Washam fires the three, and it is good. Washam with the three-pointer from the right wing. The Lady Zizzer lead is one. Three-pointer is going to be good by Shaylee Peterson. Shaylee Peterson with Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. With the basketball now is Martin. Martin gets it up to the floor on the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds. Got a foul, and I believe it's going to be on McWilliams. And it is. McWilliams will pick up her first foul, first team foul. And it'll be Mustang ball on the baseline. And now we're ready to go. It'll be Martin to throw it in. She'll get it into Houston. She'll fire a three from the wing, and that's good. And the big gal hits the three-pointer. Lady Zizzers lead it by one. 5:53 to go, first quarter. McWilliams up top, right side to Scharnhorst. She'll drive the baseline. Back to McWilliams. Now Hafer at the free throw line. Gives it to Green. And Green had it knocked away, but Scharnhorst picks it up. McWilliams up top for the Lady Zizzers. Left side, that's Hafer. Scharnhorst up top. Now McWilliams, she's going to fire the three. That one's no good. And the rebound comes down to Washam. Mustangs with the basketball up the floor. Almost stolen, but O'Brien with the basketball. Gives it up to Martin. Martin on the right side. Houston driving the baseline. Pulls up. And shot is no good. Wouldn't go in. Green with the rebound. McWilliams up the floor to Peterson on the left wing. Up top to Green now. Down to Peterson in the corner. She'll fire another three. That one is no good. Hafer underneath with the rebound, and she scores on the putback. Lady Zizzers lead it by three. 4:50 to go first quarter. And up the floor, Houston with it. They'll go underneath. And left all alone that time was O'Brien for the easy basket. Timeout Mustangs back in 30 seconds. You're listening, ladies. This is a basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Willard High School, Class 5 District 6 quarterfinal action. West Plains Lady Zizzers lead McDonald County 9-8. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. McWilliams, Hafer on the left wing, up top to McWilliams. Now it's going to be Peterson. Peterson kicks it to Scharnhorst down the right corner baseline. It's no good. And McWilliams with the rebound puts the floater up, no good. Green, and she gets the rebound. She's going to get fouled. Jillian Green's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And O'Brien picks up the foul, her first team foul on the Mustangs. And Jillian Green to free throw line, and she missed the first one. Zoe Shrub going to check in for the Lady Zizzers, and Zoe Scharnhorst is going to get a breather. Green's second free throw coming up. And it's good. Green has her first point of the ball game. And the Mustangs with the basketball. O'Brien gets it across, but it's stolen away by McWilliams. McWilliams gives it up to Shrub. Kicks it out. McWilliams fires the three from the wing. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And Lady Zizzers lead it by five, and somebody left the Mustangs all alone. O'Brien with the easy basket. Both Houston and O'Brien were behind the Zizzer defense, Lady Zizzer defense. Peterson misses the shot. Hafer with the basketball. And now it's stolen, and it'll be Washam bringing it up. And the shot up is good by O'Brien. She's got six, and it's a one-point Lady Zizzer lead, 3.5 to go first quarter. McWilliams over to Hafer on the left side. Peterson down the left corner. Back to Hafer now up top. McWilliams up top. They'll come to the right side with Shrub. Hafer's going to fire a three. It is good. Lucy Hafer with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Ladies, this was up by four. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Martin with the basketball on the left side. The three is going to be no good. And Houston with the rebound gets it up to Martin once again, who will fire another three. That's no good. Peterson, and now we got a foul on the Mustangs. And I believe that one is going to go against Washam. And Washam picks up her first foul, second team foul on the Mustangs. McWilliams will get a breather as Scharnhorst comes back in. Hafer on the left wing. Cross court, and it's stolen away by O'Brien. O'Brien gives it up to Martin. Martin bringing it up the floor. Washam with it now. Back over to Martin on the right wing. Martin now trying to drive at the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is an air ball. No good. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. 2.5 to go first quarter. 16-12. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Scharnhorst will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline. Kicks it out to Peterson on the right side. Around the horn they go. Hafer on the left wing. Up top to Shrub. Now back over to Scharnhorst. Peterson in the lane. Kicks it out. Hafer's going to fire another three. That one's no good. And the rebound comes down to O'Brien. She'll bring it up the floor for the Mustangs. Gives it up to Martin now. Martin back to O'Brien on the right side. She'll drive the baseline into Houston. Houston shot up off the backboard and good. 2-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. Shrub with the basketball, and that one is stolen away. And coming down the lane, missed the layup that time, was Martin. Hafer with the rebound, gets it to Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst kicks it out to Shrub. Back to Scharnhorst now on the right side. Zoe will put up the jumper. It is no good. And rebound comes down to the Mustangs. Lady Zizzer's having trouble rebounding the basketball with the Mustangs height in there. Washam with it. And it's knocked out of bounds by Hafer. It'll be Mustang ball on the side. 1:19 to go here. McWilliams will come in. Zoe Shrub will go out toward Lady Zizzers. Martin will throw it in. Up top to Washam. Back to Martin on the right side. Now cross court. Gives it over to O'Brien. O'Brien up top. Now Houston with it at the free throw line. And it's stolen by McWilliams. Ainsley McWilliams coming down the floor, outruns everybody, scores the layup. She's got five. Lady Zizzers up by four with 57 seconds. And going the other way, Shaylee Peterson's going to get the foul. And O'Brien missed the layup. Peterson's foul, that's her first, second team foul on Lady Zizzers. As soon as the Lady Zizzers put a shot up, the Mustangs are releasing somebody. And headed to the other end. And now, first free throw is good. Ashley Colton comes in as Lucy Hafer will get a breather. And that point, goodbye O'Brien. Second free throw for O'Brien is no good. Green with the rebound. Ladies, this was up by 3:50 seconds to go, first quarter. Colton over to McWilliams. Up top to Green. Round the horn they go. Right side now. That's Scharnhorst. Now Colton over to McWilliams. Green trying to drive. Drops it underneath to Colton, and she scores. Ashley Colton gives the Lady Zizzers a five-point lead. 28 seconds to go first quarter. Washam with the basketball. Over to O'Brien. She'll pull up on the baseline. It's good for Martin. Martin gets her first points of the ball game. 15 seconds to go. McWilliams gives it to Peterson. Colton back to Peterson inside. Shot up and good. Peterson kisses it off the glass. 4 seconds. Here comes Mustangs. They'll put it up. And it's good. Martin hits a three-pointer about two steps across half court. 22-20. Lady Zizzers with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Willard High School. 22-20 is your score as we start the second quarter, and the McDowell County Mustangs will get the basketball. And with it is Warsham on the left side, and it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer Basketball. Lady Zizzers with a 22-20 lead here. McWilliams will bring it up. Green in the corner now, left side. Kicks it out. Now Scharnhorst on the right side. Three-pointer no good. And Warsham with the rebound. Martin will bring it up for the Mustangs. Martin, and she just traveled, but they didn't call it. But Jillian Green blocked the shot and gets the loose ball. McWilliams will bring it up. Up top. McWilliams directing traffic now. Over to Green on the left wing. Down the corner is Hafer on the left side. And she'll get it to Green. Coming down the lane. Green missed the layup, but Shaylee Peterson's there with the rebound. Puts it back in. Lady Zizzers up by four. Martin will bring it up. Gives it to Warsham. Warsham across the timeline now. Left side. Gets it O'Brien. O'Brien trying to drive. Coming down the lane. Blocked by Green. Hafer with the basketball, bringing it up, gives it to Green on the left side. Cross court to Scharnhorst. She's going to fire a three, and it's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And it's a seven-point Lady Zizzer lead, their biggest lead of the ball game. And now we've got a foul. And the foul is going to be on McWilliams. That's her second. That's the first team foul, second quarter. And to the free throw line is Carly Martin for the Mustang. And the first one is good. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Second free throw coming up for Martin. It's no good. O'Brien with the rebound. And puts the shot up, no good, and went through the hands of Peterson. And now we got a double dribble on Martin. It'll be a turnover, and the Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. End of the ball game is Howard for the Mustangs. Scharnhorst, and her pass is picked off, and it's O'Brien with it, gives it to Martin. Martin up the floor, Warsham with it now. Warsham up top. This one's stolen by Hafer. Going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And now Ashley Colton, Zoe Shrub, and Delani Wahome going to check in. Hafer, Peterson, and Scharnhorst will get a breather for the Lady Zizzers. 6:09 to go first half. Lady Zizzers lead it 27-21. McWilliams, right side to Shrub. They go down to Wahome. Missed the shot, gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. Wahome with her first points of the ball game. It's an 8-point Lady Zizzer lead, their biggest of the ball game. Coming down, and Ainsley McWilliams just picked up her third foul, folks. And that is the second team foul, but more importantly, Lady Zizzer point guard picks up her third foul. Scharnhorst comes back in the ball game. And Martin will throw it in, gets it to Washam up top, and it's knocked away by Shrub. Green with the basketball. And got a blocking foul on the Mustang. Mustangs didn't like that call. And that foul's on Ramirez. That's her first. First team foul here in the second quarter. Jillian Green to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And she misses the first one. Lady Zizzers are not a very good free throw shooting ball club. Green, the freshman, second free throw is on the way. And it's good. Green now with 2 points in the ball game. And the Lady Zizzers lead it by nine. Washam with the basketball. 5.5 to go first half. Right side to Houston. Houston back up top to Washam. Now it's O'Brien up top. And they go inside to Houston. Turnaround. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Washam. That's no good. Wahomie with the rebound. Has the ball knocked away, but Scharnhorst picks it up. Zoe Scharnhorst to Shrub on the right wing for three. It's good. Zoe Shrub with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Mustangs want a timeout. 5:05 to go in the first half, 33-21. Lady Zizzers with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howe County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's Group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugginsGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Willard High School and the McDonald County Mustangs with the basketball. Lady Zizzers lead it 33-21 with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. O'Brien with the basketball on the left side. She'll dribble up top, and Green steals it. Green is going and scores the layup for the Lady Zizzers, who now lead it by 14, their biggest lead of the ball game. Martin with the basketball up top. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Wahomie with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Green will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Over to Shrub. Shrub with it. Up top, Green. She's going to fire the three up top. It's good. Jillian Green with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. It's a 17-point Lady Zizzers lead. Washam gets it over to Martin. They'll go to Houston now with the basketball. And shot no good, but it was saved inbounds. And Wahomie with a loose ball. Scharnhorst with the basketball. And she'll go up top to Green. Green coming down the lane, and it is stolen as Houston got a hand on it. And now Washam with the basketball. And there's a travel, but missed the layup that time was Martin. Wahomie with the rebound. Scharnhorst with the basketball. Lady Zizzers pushing. And Colton inside missed the shot. And the rebound comes down to Martin. 3.5 to go here, first half. Lady Zizzers up 17. Washam, three-pointer, no good. And ball's going to go off of the Lady Zizzers. It'll be Mustang basketball. Peterson and Hafer are going to check back in. Wahomie and Colton will come out for the Lady Zizzers. And Martin will throw it in on the side for the Mustangs. McDonald County Mustangs They'll get it to Houston on the inside of the lane. Shot up, no good. Green comes away with the basketball, and a foul called on the Mustangs. And that's going to be on O'Brien. That's her second team foul on the Mustangs. Lady Zizzers will inbound. 3:16 to go first half. They lead it by 17. Scharnhorst over to Hafer. Hafer, and that one is stolen. And here comes Warsham. Warsham with an easy layup, and she missed it. But it was rebounded and put back in by O'Brien. O'Brien with 9 points in the ball game. Scharnhorst gives it up to Green on the right side. Green driving, kicks it up. Shrub will fire a three. It's good. Zoe Shrub with her second Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. 18-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Martin dumps it underneath, and the shot is no good, and Shrub's going to be fouled by O'Brien. That's the third foul on O'Brien, third team foul on the Mustangs. 2.5 to go first half. Lady Zizzers up 41-23, and Howard's going to come in, and O'Brien out for the Mustangs. Scharnhorst will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Gets it to Hafer. Across the timeline. Hafer over to Shrub. Shrub gets tripped up, but Peterson with the basketball gives it off to Green, who scores on the easy basket inside. And now it is a 20-point lead for Lady Zizzers. And that's Howard with it. Washam all the way over to Trudeau into the ballgame now. Back to Howard. Now Martin going to fire the three. It's no good. And we got a jump ball. It should go to Lady Zizzers. Minute 55 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers lead it by 20, their biggest lead of the ball game. Scharnhorst gives it up to Hafer now. Hafer gets it to Green now, top of the key. Shrub's going to fire again from the baseline. This time no good, but Peterson with the rebound puts the shot up and in. Peterson puts it over the big gal. She's got 9, and now it is a 22-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Houston gives it up to Washam, who'll put the floater up, and a foul's going to be called. See who they call it on. Lucy Hafer picking up her first foul of the ball game. Third team foul here. And Washam at the free throw line for the Mustangs, shooting 2, makes the first one. She's got 4 points in the ball game now. Second free throw from Washam is no good. Howard gets the rebound underneath. Shot up, no good. And it'll be Shrub. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll go over to the Mustangs as Shrub fell down trying to get to the ball. So Mustangs will inbound. Lady Zizzers will pick him up. Three-quarter court pressure. Washam will bring it across the timeline. Minute 18 to go, first half. Martin with it. She'll turn around. Shot up, no good. And Shrub with the rebound gets it out to Green. Green underneath the Hafer. Hafer shot up is good. And she's fouled. Lucy Hafer going to free throw line. Foul's going to be on Martin, her first, fourth team foul. And Hafer now with 11 points in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. Ashley Colton comes in. Jillian Green will get a breather with 1:06 to go. And it's a 23-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Lucy Hafer trying to make it a 24-point lead. And she does. Lucy with 12 points in the ball game. Minute 5. Here comes Howard up the floor for the Mustangs. Up top to Washam now. On the right side, Martin going to drive the baseline. Blocking foul going to be called on Peterson. She didn't get over in time. That's her second, fourth team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And it'll be Delani Wahome coming in, and Peterson will come out with 55 seconds to go in the first half. Martin will throw it in on the baseline for the Mustangs. Martin looking, going to give it to Washam on the right side. Gets back to Martin on the right side. and she throws it off a shorn horse leg out of bounds. It'll be Mustang ball on the side. 48 seconds to go in the first half. It's a 24-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Martin to throw it in, gets it to Howard. Howard gets it to Houston, and Houston missed the shot, and the rebound comes down to Washam coming down the lane and going to have a foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Zoe Scharnhorst picked up the foul, her first 15 foul. And Martin to the free throw line, and she makes the first one. So Martin now with 7 in the ball game, 23-point lead for the Lady Zizzers with 39 seconds to go in the first half. Second one is good for Martin. Scharnhorst up the floor, gets it to Shrub on the right wing. Shrub back to Scharnhorst up top. Colton on the left side, back to Scharnhorst up top. She'll fire from the top of the key, no good. And should be a jump ball. It'll go to the Mustangs with 24 seconds to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers up by 22. So Martin will throw it in to Washam. Washam will bring it up the floor. Lady Zizzers pick him up at half court. 19 seconds. And Shrub's going to steal the basketball. Shrub with it. She'll back it up and wait for everybody else to come. 10 seconds. Scharnhorst on the right side. Wahome inside. She gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Delani Wahome. And that's the end of the first half. With your score, the West Plains Lady Zizzers 50 and the McDonald County Mustangs 26. And Lady Zizzers held the Mustangs to 6 points there in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show coming up. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Attention farmers, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove is rolling out unbeatable Kubota Orange Days financing and savings. Picture this, the Kubota 2502 ST Tractor Package, a 25 horsepower tractor with a front end loader, brush hog, and box blade, all for just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Hurry, this offer is valid now through March 31st. Visit them or check KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in store with multiple options. From feed, including organic options, to supplies, Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is kicking off Ram Truck Month with big savings on all new Rams in stock. Save with the $17,000 off MSRP on new 2024 Ram 2500s. Save with the $13,000 off MSRP on new 2025 Ram 1500s. Baird has banked with millions of dollars secured just for your next truck loan. And interest rates as low as 4.9% for 72 months. Baird will buy your trade even if you don't buy ours. Hurry into a Baird location near you or check our low prices out online at buybaird.com. Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See for details.
Hey, pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right, along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Willard High School. Class 5, District 6 girls basketball action quarterfinals. West Plains Lady Scissors lead the McDonald County Mustangs 50-26 here at the half. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Lady Scissors held McDonald County. They outscored them 28-6. In the second quarter to open up their 24-point lead here at the half. Lady Scissors have hit 7 3-pointers in the first half. McDonald County's hit 3. Lady Scissors leading the way is Lucy Hafer with 12 points in the ball game. Shaylee Peterson, Jillian Green, both with 9 points, 6 points for Zoe Shrub, 5 points for Ainsley McWilliams, 4 points for Delani Wahomey, 3 points for Zoe Scharnhorst. Ainsley McWilliams picked up 3 fouls there in the first half and had to sit on the bench. We'll see her in the second half. For the McDonald County Mustangs, 9 points for O'Brien, 8 points for Martin, and 4 points for Washam. And O'Brien has picked up 3 fouls in the first half. Lady Scissors led it 22-20 at the end of one. And then they just cranked up the defensive pressure and started getting out and running with the basketball. Opened up a 24-point lead here at the half, 50-26. Let's get you caught up on what all went down earlier in the tournament. Marshfield, the number 1 seed, beat the number 8 seed, Parkview, 70-12. Number 4, Webb City, edged out number 5, Willard, 55-50. Number 2, Hillcrest had trouble in the first half with number 7, Central, but Hillcrest wins at 56-27 with a strong second half. And so here's how it lines up. Marshfield will play Webb City at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and then Springfield Hillcrest will take on the winner of this game, which looks like is going to be the West Plains Lady Scissors at 2:30 in the Class 5 District 6 semifinals. The winner will move on to play on Tuesday night, March the 11th at 6 p.m. right here at Willard High School for the Class 5 District 6 Championship. So Lady Scissors trying to take care of business here and get their third game of the season with Hillcrest on Saturday. 50-26, Lady Scissors with the lead over the McDonald County Mustangs. All right, we'll take another break. It's your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter for you, and the Lady Scissors will get the basketball to start the third quarter. 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Scissor and Scissor Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Scissor Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Willard High School. I hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Lady Zizzers with the basketball to start the third quarter. McWilliams up top, and she'll give it up to Green. Green in the lane, spins, shot up off the glass is good. Jillian Green with 11 in the ball game. And now it is a 26-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Washam kicks it out to Ramirez. Now Washam on the left side. Martin with the basketball on the left wing. Puts the shot up, no good. Houston with the rebound, and loose basketball picked up by Martin. Shot is no good. Washam, and now we got a foul. I believe it's going to be on Lucy Hafer. Lucy Hafer picks up her second foul of the ball game. First team foul, third quarter. So it's Martin to throw it in. Gets it up top to Washam, who will fire the three. It's no good. Peterson with the rebound gives it up to McWilliams. McWilliams driving for the layup. No good. Green with the rebound. And they're going to say Green travel with the basketball. So the Mustangs with it. We played 1 minute in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 26. Washam, left side, gets it over to Ramirez. Ramirez to Houston at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Martin. Martin just threw an elbow on Zoe Shrub, or Zoe Scharnhorst. Peterson with the rebound. And Peterson up to Scharnhorst, who will fire a three from the wing. In and out, no good. Peterson, loose basketball. Hafer gets it over to Green, up top to McWilliams. Lady Zizzers will set the offense again. Green in the lane. Offensive foul on Jillian Green. That'll be her first. Second team foul on the Lady Zizzers. So it'll be Mustang basketball. Washam will bring it up. And timeout has been called by the Mustangs. 6:21 to go, third quarter, 52-26. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Baird Auto Group's Tax Time Savings event is going on now. Baird has stocked up the lots with affordable Baird Economy vehicles starting in as low as $89.95. Plus, Baird has over 200 high-quality Baird Certified pre-owned vehicles in stock. Bad credit, good credit, no credit, no problem. Baird has banks of millions of dollars secured just for your next car loan, and interest rates as low as 5.9% for 60 months. Baird will buy your trade even if you don't buy ours. Hurry in to a Baird location near you or check our low prices out online at buybaird.com. Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Willard High School. And the McDonald County Mustangs will get the basketball at half court here. 6:21 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzer's up 52-26. And Hafer steals the basketball. And now Scharnhorst, it's going to bounce. It couldn't run it down. It'll be out of bounds, and it'll go to the Mustang. Lady Zizzers with some full court pressure now. And Washam, that one's going to go out of bounds off of Scharnhorst, so it'll be Mustang basketball. Martin to throw it in again. And this time they get it in to Ramirez. She'll get it across the timeline. Ramirez up top. And gets it to Martin on the right wing. Martin driving. And a blocking foul is going to be called on the Lady Zizzers. And all of a sudden, it's that's Peterson's third foul of the ball game, third team foul. And Martin is at the free throw line to shoot two for the Mustangs. And she makes the first one. She's got nine in the ball game. Kind of makes you wonder here as the Lady Zizzers has been whistled for three fouls here in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Martin makes the second one. She's got 10 points in the ball game. It's a 24-point lead. McWilliams with the basketball up top now. McWilliams gives it to Green. And it's going to be stolen away by O'Brien. Another turnover on the Lady Zizzers. Here comes O'Brien up the floor. She'll pull it out. And now on the left side is Washam. Washam gives it to Houston at the free throw line. Houston. And now O'Brien on the baseline. No good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Gets it up to Scharnhorst. Inside to Peterson. Peterson misses the layup, but she's fouled. And Peterson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I believe that's a... Yep, Houston picks up the foul, her first team foul, third quarter. Shaylee Peterson at the free throw line to shoot two, and she makes the first one. So Peterson has made it into double figures with 10 points in the ball game. Houston will come out now, and Zamora checks in for Mustangs. Peterson misses the second free throw, but the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the side. Lady Zizzer's up by 25 with 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Peterson all the way over to Green on the right side. She'll put the jumper up. No good. Hafer with the rebound. Scharnhorst with it now. Hafer now down in the left corner trying to drive the baseline. Gets cut off. Inside, Scharnhorst missed the easy basket underneath. And Washam picks up her dribble. And Hafer almost stole it. They're going to say it's off of Martin. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the side. McWilliams with the basketball across the timeline. McWilliams gives it to Green. Green puts the floater up. It's good. Jillian Green now has 13 in the ball game to lead the Lady Zizzers, who are up now by 27 points, their largest lead of the ball game. Martin is going to fire the three, and it is good. Martin hitting the three-pointer from the top of the key. McWilliams will bring it up the floor across the timeline. And now the Mustangs trying to trap Green will back up and fire a three, and it's good. Jillian Green with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Clear three-pointer. And now it is back to a 27-point lead. Sharkhorse steals it. Green underneath and scores. And timeout called by. Or are they going to? No. It'll be Mustang basketball. Lady Zizzers up now by 29 points, their largest at the ball game. Green, Scharnhorst, and Peterson come out. Shrub, Colton, and Wahomie come in for the Lady Zizzers. Mustangs basketball. It'll be Martin to bring it up across the timeline. Martin on the right side. And she'll give it up to O'Brien, coming down the lane, and O'Brien's going to score. She's got 11 in the ball game. McWilliams, she'll fire a three, top of the key. That one's no good. It's an air ball. But Shrub picks it up on the rebound. Now Wahomie gets it, and she puts it in. Delani Wahomie with 6 points in the ball game. 29-point lead once again. Here comes O'Brien, pulls up the free throw line. Shot no good. And Washam cleans up the board as the Lady Zizzers had two players, couldn't corral the rebound. McWilliams will put up another shot. That one's no good. And the rebound comes down to Washam. Washam will bring it up across the timeline on the left side. Washam goes to Martin, who will put up an air ball. Wahomie, and we've got a foul. And the foul. Foul is going to be against Zamora. That's her first. McWilliams will come out. And Scharnhorst back in for the Lady Zizzers. Shrub with it. Shrub. And now it is stolen away. And Washam is going to score the layup. Shrub tried to split defenders. She had three of them on her. Scharnhorst up ahead to Colton. Colton missed the layup. Wahomie is knocked down. Foul is going to be called on Zamora. That's her second. Third team foul on the Mustang. So Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. Shrub will throw it in. Whoop. And look like Washam and Wahomie were battling for position. Wahomie with the basketball gives it to Hafer. Now Shrub's going to fire a three from the wing. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Trudeau. And Trudeau will bring it up the floor, gives it to Washam. Down the left corner, O'Brien. She'll pull up for the jumper. It is no good. Zamora. And now we got a foul on West Plains. I believe it's going to be on Wahomie. That's the first on Wahomie. Fourth team foul on the Lady Zizzers with 2:24 to go here in the third quarter. And Zamora misses the first free throw. 2:24 to go, third quarter. Zamora's second free throw is no good. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. 62-37. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Shrub will inbound it, and that's knocked out of bounds by Martin. Lady Zizzer basketball on the side. So now Scharnhorst with the basketball. Brings it up the floor, across the timeline. Hafer going to the basket, and she scores on the layup. Lucy Hafer with 14 in the ball game. And it is back to a 27-point lead here. Martin on the right side. Martin trying to drive, puts the shot up. The floater no good. And Shrub, and she's going to get fouled from behind. So the foul is going to be called on Trudeau. That's her first, fourth team foul on the Mustangs. So Scharnhorst with the basketball. Brings it up across the timeline. Scharnhorst. And that's going to go out of bounds as Zoe. And thought for a second there, Scharnhorst might have injured her right knee, but she's up and she's okay. Mustangs with the basketball. Zamora with it. Up top, that is Warsham. Down in the corner is Martin for three. No good. Wahomie with the rebound. Scharnhorst up the floor, gets it over to Colton. Colton off the glass, and it's good. Ashley Colton with four in the ball game. Back to a 29-point lead. Out of bounds on the Mustangs. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball with a minute 22 to go, third quarter. Shrub will throw it in, and the Mustangs with some full court press defensive pressure now. Hafer gets it across the timeline, no problem. Lucy Hafer out near half court, gets it over to Scharnhorst. Shrub down in the corner, inside to Wahomie, and she's going to get fouled. Wahomie's going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And I believe that's Zamora picking up her third foul in the ball game. So Wahomie to the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 6 points in the ball game. And she makes the first one. 7 points for Wahomie. Abby Britt checks in now. Scharnhorst will come out of the ball game. And now Wahomie, the sophomore, second free throw, is up, and it's good. She's got 8 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it now by 31, their biggest lead of the ball game. 1 minute to go, third quarter, 68-37. Mustangs with the basketball. Martin on the left side. O'Brien inside and a foul. O'Brien's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Might have been Ashley Colton. It is Ashley Colton. That's her first. Fifth team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And O'Brien makes the free throw. So she now has 12 in the ball game. Green comes in. Lucy Hafer is going to get a breather here. O'Brien's second free throw coming up. And it is good. O'Brien with 13, 68-39. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Britt and gets it up to Green. Green will bring it across the timeline, and Martin knocks it out of bounds, so it'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the side. Abby Britt is the smallest player on the floor right now, folks. Colton goes to Wahomie, and right away, O'Brien with a push on Wahomie. That's her fourth. And Wahomie will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. First free throw is good for Wahomie. She's got 9 now. By the way, Abby Britt, or Abby, Wahomie missed the second free throw, and it's Lady Zizzer basketball. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball under the basket. Colton will throw it in. Green with it, and it's stolen by Shrub. She missed the layup, and the rebound comes down to Martin. Up the floor, O'Brien, and there's a foul on Colton. We'll send O'Brien back to the free throw line to shoot two with 30 seconds to go. Abby Hilt, by the way, folks, a 5'2" freshman for the Lady Zizzers. Smallest player on the floor. And the first free throw is good by O'Brien. She got a friendly roll that time. Second free throw coming up. It is no good. Green with the rebound. Gives it to Shrub. Shrub across the timeline. Green with it now up top. Green coming down the lane. Kisses it off the glass and in. Jillian Green gives the Lady Zizzers a 31-point lead with 12 seconds to go, third quarter. O'Brien inside. She's going to get fouled. And I believe that's going to be Abby Britt. Or Abby Hilt. Abby Hilt picking up her first foul. O'Brien back to free throw line to shoot two. I don't know why I want to call Abby Hilt Abby Britt, but this time O'Brien didn't get the friendly bounce. Houston comes in. Zamora goes out with 10 seconds to go third quarter. And O'Brien, second free throw coming up. It's no good. Green with the rebound. And Hilt on the floor with the basketball gets it to Green. 2 seconds. Green pulls up top of the key for three. It is no good. 71-40, Lady Zizzers with the lead at the end of three. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9, The Train.
Chick Days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options, from feed, including organic options, to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Willard High School Class 5 District 6 quarterfinal action. Lady Zizzers lead the McDonald County Mustangs by the score 71-43 as Houston hits a three from the left wing. And there's a steal by Warsham. Warsham coming the other way, and she scores on the layup. Warsham with 10 in the ball game, and now the 26-point lead. Hafer with it across the timeline. Peterson down on the right side, up to Shrub now. Shrub with the basketball up top, gives it up to Hafer. Hafer up top now. Green with it, back over to Hafer. Hafer going to fire a three from the wing, and it's good. Lucy Hafer with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointers. She's got 17 in the ball game. Back to a 29-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Martin gets it to O'Brien, who's going to drive and score on the layup. O'Brien now with 16 in the ball game. Colton up the floor, gets it to Green, drops it off to Peterson, and Peterson with the easy basket. Shaylee Wow with 12 points in the ball game. And Ramirez shot no good. Peterson, and she'll send it up the floor, but it went off of Hafer's foot. And it'll be Mustang basketball. Peterson had the right idea, but it went off of Hafer's foot. Martin brings it up now. She'll pull up and fire the three. It's no good. Warsham with the rebound. Back to Martin, who'll put up the jumper. It's no good. And Warsham inside, shot up, no good. Green with the rebound. And now Green, and it's knocked away by Martin. And Martin is going to score on the easy layup. Martin now with 15 in the ball game. 5:50 to go. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Peterson with it inside, puts the shot up. It's good. Shaylee Peterson now with 14. And it's a 29-point lead once again with 5:40 to go in the ball game. Martin up top, gives it to O'Brien inside, missed the shot, gets a rebound, puts it up, no good. Warsham gets the rebound and puts it in. Warsham now with 12 in the ball game. Shrub up the floor to Colton on the left wing. Colton trying to drive, puts it up, no good. And the rebound comes down to O'Brien. And, folks, O'Brien is sucking air out of here right now, folks, because she is tired. Martin bringing it up. Martin puts it floater up. Peterson with the rebound. Hafer will bring it up the floor. Lucy Hafer coming down the lane, and there's a foul on the Mustangs. That'll be their first team foul here in the fourth quarter. I believe it's Ramirez. And, nope, that's five fouls on O'Brien. So O'Brien just fouled out of the ball game with 16 points. And now, Lady Zizzers bring in five new players. It'll be Cameron Brill, Delani Wahomey, Abby Hill, Julia Willard, and Violet Hafer into the ball game. They'll go inside to Violet. Hilt with the basketball. Wahomey inside. She's going to get fouled. She's going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And Delani Wahomey could hit the double figures here. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And she missed the first one. I hope I didn't jinx her. Here comes the second free throw for the sophomore. And it's good. Delani Wahomey with 10 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers back up by 28. 4:45 to go in the ball game. Martin puts the shot up, and she's going to be fouled. Julia Willard picks up the foul, her first team foul, and it'll be Martin to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers, or for the Mustang. She missed the first one. Here comes the second free throw from Martin, and it is no good. Out of bounds, and it's going to be Mustang basketball, they say. I thought that one went off of Howard, but they said no, it went off of Hafer. So Martin will throw it in. Gets it over. And the three, that's going to go off the back of the backboard by Ramirez. Lady Zizzers with the basketball, and the Mustangs will be full court pressing now. Willard with the basketball. And it's stolen by Washam. Warsham gets it to Martin, who's going to fire a three-pointer. No good. Willard with the rebound. Willard up the floor, gets it to Hilt. Hilt up ahead to Hafer. Inside to Wahomey, and Wahomey puts it in for the Lady Zizzers. 30-point lead for the Lady Zizzers, and that's good enough for a turbo clock now here in the fourth quarter. But then, little jumper that time by Warsham. She's now got 14. It's a 28-point lead. Willard coming to the basket. Out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Now the Mustangs will go to their bench as Martin and Washam will come out. So Zimmerman will throw it in. Whoop, 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 whoop. Wait a minute. And it's Lady Zizzer basketball. So the officials had the wrong one throwing it in. Willard will throw it in now. And got to hurry. And it's going to be stolen away. And it's going to be out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Down on the baseline. Cameron Brill will throw it in. For the Lady Zizzers. Gets it to Hafer underneath. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Mustang basketball. 3:51 to go in a ball game. 28-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. And Christy with the basketball. Gives it up to Ramirez. Ramirez driving inside. And stolen by Hilt up ahead, Willard. And Willard missed the layup. Cameron Brill misses the putback. Wahomey's going to get fouled. She's going back to the free throw line to shoot two. Third team foul on the Mustangs. And Christy picks up the foul. Her first for the Mustangs. Delani Wahome, the sophomore, shooting two from the free throw line, and she misses the first one. She's got 12 points in the ball game coming off the bench. Missed the second one. Loose basketball on the floor. Violet Hafer picks it up, and Willard will fire from the wing. It's no good. Out of bounds, it'll be Mustang ball. 3:24 to go. So it looks like Lady Zizzers will get a rematch once again with Hillcrest at 2:30 Saturday afternoon right here at Willard High School Gym. And Houston with the jumper from the right side. She's got 10 points in the ball game. And Hilt brings it up across the timeline, gives it over to Willard. Willard at the free throw line. She's fouled. She's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is on Zimmerman, her first. Fourth team foul. And Willard will shoot two for the Lady Zizzard. Julia Willard misses the first one. And second free throw from Willard. No good. Rattled around and came out. Zimmerman brings it up, gives it to Houston on the left wing. Houston's going to fire a three. That's an air ball. Willard with the rebound. Julia Willard bringing it up the floor on the right side and was going to get it to Wahome, but Delani turned her back. Houston with it, and an easy layup for Howard in the ball game. Her first point. 2.5 to go here in the ball game. Willard fires a three. It is no good. Rebound comes down to the Mustangs, and it is stolen away by the Lady Zizzers. Willard puts it up on the baseline, no good, and Mustangs with the basketball. Zimmerman brings it up the floor across the timeline. And Wahome steals it. Delani Wahome coming the other way, and there's a blocking foul. That's going to go against Ramirez. That's her second. 15 foul on the Mustangs. 2:03 to go in the ball game, and sophomore Delani Wahome back at the free throw line to shoot two. And she missed the first one. So Ramirez comes out, and Houston goes out for the Mustangs. That's the two seniors on the Mustang squad. And Wahome hits the second free throw. So now she's got 13 in the ball game. It's an 82-57 Lady Zizzer lead with a minute 55 to go. And Mustangs with the basketball. Howard driving down the lane. Shot up, no good. Wahome with the rebound. And a foul is going to be called on Howard. That'll be her first. And Wahome will go to the free throw line to shoot two again. Something tells me this is going to be the longest minute 46 ever in a ball game. Wahome hits the first one. Missed the second one. Mustangs with the rebound. That's Zimmerman. Well, I have no idea why they blew the whistle, but Mustangs will inbound again. Minute and a half to go in the ball game. 83-57. Lady Zizzers with the lead. They go inside, and Wahome's going to pick up the foul. It's her second. Second team foul here in the fourth quarter. And at the free throw line, I believe, is Moore. Moore at the free throw line to shoot two for the Mustangs. She makes the first one. Make it 59. Moore hits both free throws. Mustangs with full court pressure, and Hafer steps across the out-of-bounds line, so it'll be Mustang basketball on the baseline. 83-59. And they'll throw it in, get it to Zimmerman, and she falls down. Brill had it, but then she lost it and knocks with the basketball up top to Zimmerman. Zimmerman on the right side goes down the post, and Wahome is going to get called again. That'll be three fouls on Wahoming. And at the free throw line will be Moore once again with a minute 19 to go in the ball game. And she missed the first one. Lady Zizzer's biggest lead of the ball game, 31 points. And she missed the second one. Wahoming with the rebound. And a foul is going to be called on the Mustangs. Christie picks up the foul, her second. And Wahoming will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Wahoming makes the first one. 84-59 is your score. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Minute 14 to go in the ball game. And she missed the second one. Moore with the rebound. Gets it to Zimmerman. Zimmerman now will bring it up the floor. Got to get it across the timeline, and she does. On the right side is Zimmerman. She'll go over. That would be Christie with the basketball. Up top to Zimmerman. Zimmerman just throws it up there, and a foul is called, and Abby Hilt with her second one. Fourth team foul on Lady Zizzers, and Zimmerman misses the first free throw. 51 seconds to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers will go to 18-8 on the season. McDonald County will end their season at 13-14. Underneath, and it's Hafer with the rebound. Hilt with the basketball. Hilt got to get it across the timeline, goes out of bounds, and it will be Mustang basketball. 38 seconds to go. So the West Plains Lady Zizzers will take on Springfield Hillcrest at 2:30 Saturday afternoon right here at Willard High School in the semifinals of Class 5 District 6. Christy gets it to Knox now. Knox on the baseline right side, throws it up top. Now coming down the lane, and the layup is good by Howard. 84-61 with 12 seconds. Willard loses the basketball. And it's Howard with another layup. Hilt with it, up the floor, and that's your ball game. 84-63, Lady Zizzer.